Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
B-Pod Studios.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
The most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help your ratings.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Felger and Mass presented by DraftKings. Final hour to your phones, as promised. Greg in the car on the Patriots. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, guys. I've been. Thanks for taking my phone call. I've been driving around listening to you guys, and you keep referring to Brady and Breeze and Rivers like they're all the same. Well, they're not. Breeze was either going to go to the Saints or retire. Rivers, they cut bait with him, and they just said they didn't want him on the team anymore. Brady's going to free agent because of Kraft's allowing him to go to free agency. What's going to happen is he's going to bring all these offers back, and Belichick's going to say, well, look, Tom, either we give you this money and we can't get you any help, or you have to take less money. And then if they cut him, it's a business decision, and all Belichick has to say is, well, we gave him more money last year. He wanted, you know, Antonio Brown. And
Greg, you've lost
stuff.
Me.
It didn't work out.
You've lost me. You're telling me that when Tom Brady goes to the Patriots, he's not going to say Drew Brees just got 3 years, $90 million? You think that's not going to come up?
Oh, it is going to come up, but
Thank
it's
you.
Not going to matter.
Well,
it's not
okay. Well,
they'll never pay him that amount of money.
You're probably right.
And also, Maz, it's
But hold on. If Drew Brees signs for 1 year and 15, you don't think that helps the Patriots? If Drew Brees signs for 1 year and 15,
sure,
which I don't think is going to happen, I'm just saying, conversely, if Drew Brees takes a real team-friendly deal at 39 years old...
Oh, the team will absolutely use it against him.
The Patriots will say, Tom, this is now the new market. Look at what Brees just signed for. Look at what Rivers just signed for. You're not entitled to 30-plus. And now, never mind, Brady goes to the market and gets offered that by the Raiders, then he is. I'm just saying... This is 101. It's what agents do. They use comps.
Absolutely.
And Brady has no true comp. Of course, they're not exactly the same. But those are the comps Brady's going to use. His comp isn't Russell Wilson.
Don't think of it on the field and the legacy or anything like that. It's what the money is. The market dictates the value.
I mean, I told you, it never occurred to me that Brees would get a multi-year deal from the Saints. And if that's what this thing turns out to be, that it's a multi-year deal, oh, boy. Like, boy, does that complicate. Because I just assume that the Saints would give him 1 year and an option or something.
I mean, I keep saying, I mean, show me the money. Tell me what the number is. It's important. I think they already know. I think they already know. Brees made 25 last year. That's 14% of the cap. If he makes 14% of the cap this year, it's 28. Is there any coincidence between that and the reports that the Vegas Raiders are going to pay Brady 30? Like, that's it. That's the market. Like, this is why this whole thing that Brady has to go see what's out there is nonsense. Everybody knows what the fair number is, what the fair range is. Everyone knows.
Correct.
So why don't they just do it? If they want him and he wants them, why don't they just do it?
Because they both have their doubts. I think he's gone.
Tom and Quincy on the Red Sox. Hi, Tom.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I have a question. The nerds, right? Do they hold more stock in catcher than anyone else? Because going into the season, the one major position of need was pitching. They've done nothing. They kept the wheel intact for the bullpen, which is, yeah, that's fantastic. They signed the Martin Perez kid. Yay, big friggin' deal. And then every other move involves a catcher.
Yeah.
Right? So, free agents, Plawicki, Connor Wong in the trade with Betts. Now the three prospects that are brought up in this trade, bringing that other stiff back, is here, and eating 30 mil, includes another catcher. Like, enough with the catches.
Oh, hold on. You left out you left out Jonathan Lucroy.
Yeah, who they brought in a minor league deal, I think, right?
Yeah. So
he just has to pass the physical.
Yeah. Add him to the list.
Yeah, so look, I don't. Maybe it tells you how bad their catching situation is in the minor leagues. Maybe that's what
maybe
it is.
Maybe just Chaim Bloom loves catchers.
It could be. My guess is they might even be lacking bodies down there.
Have they listed the prospects coming back from San Diego with Will Myers?
I've heard a couple of names, but I haven't seen definitively who it would be.
So, I mean, again, just to reset that, I'm not opposed to the Red Sox doing that. assuming a bad contract to restock the prospect pool. Like, that's what they should be doing. They're not giving anything up except for some money. And if they can still be flexible under the tax so they can still add at the deadline if they need to, I'm all for it.
In fact, without getting people a popsicle headache, in a lot of ways it would make financial sense too. Because the way the contract is structured, they would end up having Myers on their luxury tax payroll for about, call it $4 million. I mean, they'd pay him a lot more than that, but the money wouldn't count towards the luxury tax. It's complicated.
They'd pay him real money, but the tax implication would be much less, and you'd get some prospects out of it.
Correct.
Fine.
It would. I would do it if I were them.
Paul in Maine on the Sox. Thanks for hanging on. What do you got?
Yeah, hey, guys. The Red Sox brass would have us believe that this is not a bridge year and that the payroll is not a factor. But these very same guys just screwed Eddie Rodriguez out of $600,000, which, by the way, amounts to less than 0.3% of their entire projected payroll. Right. That's a wicked bad look. They failed to add bullpen help. They have huge question marks in their starting rotation. Hey, front office, I'd like to take David Price's finger gun and stick it right in your friggin' eye. Instead of selling you discount tickets, man up for crying out loud and just call it a rebuild year.
Okay, I mean, I don't blame them for not, you know, I don't know, that's a tough sell. They could have been far more honest yesterday about just not wanting to sign Betts to that contract. People would have understood. There's a lot of people who agree with them, including Maz. The thing about, what was the thing that he just said? Oh, Eddie Rodriguez, take him to arbitration for $600,000. Maybe were you here last week when that happened?
Or yeah.
I mean, that
me and him especially.
That to me is absurd.
Yeah, him especially, because that guy is like a 5-15 season waiting to happen.
You're a little soft.
Yeah, look, I the point is, if he gets, you know, upset, and this is another place where they may miss Cora. If Cora were still here, I'd feel a lot better about them. But now they have that thing on top of it, so they got a 63-year-old manager who, you know, is really a bench coach that I just wonder whether he's going to connect with his players. They have a new GM. They just traded their best player. It feels bad.
But to go all the way through the hearing for $600,000, I mean, you're risking alienating the player over nothing. If there was a big gap and you're saving millions of dollars, then, you know, fine. But over $600K?
Yeah.
And, on a $9 million salary?
And a pitcher who is both, you know, the combination of your youngest and most durable.
What are you doing?
Scary.
Jim in the car on the Bruins. Go ahead, Jim.
Mike, the Rangers are in the rebuilding year, right? So you need to get past the first round pick, because I'm getting past the Basel, Connor, and Chabot deal. Chris Kreider is perfect for the Bruins. He's a playoff player. He's 28 years old. And he's not going to sign it. Rangers aren't going to sign him for $7 million. He's the type of guy that gets in front of the net. He's, you know, 6'3", 225. He's tough. I would give Bork.
Whoa. 6'3", 225? Is he? Now, hold on. Stand by. I got to look that up. 6'3", 225?
I think that's Josh Anderson.
He's 6'3", 225. Holy crap. I didn't know he was that big.
Is he that big?
He's 6'3", 225. Wow. I know BC allowed big guys like that. Usually they're little weenies.
Well, no, they play like little weenies.
They play like little weenies for sure. But usually it's combined with like Brian Gionta size. Little mini mite. Little BC Eagle. Oh, he's 6'3", 225. I did not realize he was that big. I'll take him. He's not perfect because he's a left shot. Toffoli's a right shot, which is what they really need. But I'll take Chris Kreider. I'm not going to complain. I'm just a little worried about that first-round pick for a rental. I don't like it.
Nash was a Ranger deal, too, right?
So sure
Sweeney,
was.
Yep, Sweeney has a little history there.
Well, Jeff Gorton is a former Bruin guy.
Yeah.
When I covered the team, he was handing out press releases. Okay, he'd come a long way. JP on the North Shore on the baseball, the cheating thing. Go ahead, JP. What do you got?
Hello.
Hello, JP.
Hey. All right. So my question was, I'm thinking about the gambling implications, and I don't know about fantasy baseball, but if everybody's talking about the Houston batters getting beaned at every game, are we going to start seeing, you know, if the Sox or whatever team is playing them, are they going to, instead of putting their starter, I mean, what are your thoughts about them all of a sudden just starting just, you know.
Some bum to drill them? I love it.
Openers.
Yeah. Start some scrub at the bottom of the bullpen and him drill him right in the ass.
Preferably one that throws 103.
Absolutely.
Maybe they should have kept Graterol.
All for it. Call the biggest bum you got down in Double A and have them drill him.
Seriously.
Get tossed.
Yeah, just wind up and whip it. Hit him right in the ribs. Get your ass tossed out of the game. Put the next guy in.
I think there was an over-under put out on the plunkings for the Astros. I think it was 83 and a half.
You can take that three-batter minimum and shove it. Stick that guy right out there and drill the leadoff man.
I wonder how they came up with that number.
Yeah, 83 and a half.
83 and a half is the over-under on hit-by-pitches for the Astros this year. I get maybe, like, what's the record? It doesn't feel like that much. Like, it's once every other game, right?
Yeah, I mean, in this day and age, though, that might be a lot.
So, I mean,
I'll see if I can find out which team got hit the most last year.
Listen to some of these guys. Sounds like it's going to be a bloodbath. Again, Nick Markakis yesterday. All the guys on the Astros deserve a beating. Quite a comment. Donald, who's stuck in traffic on the Sox. Go ahead, Donald.
How you guys doing?
Good.
So I was thinking, you know, Red Sox being a top five organization in general and fan base all across the country, probably one of the biggest fan bases outside of their own town. You know, with Nesson having a drop-off in TV ratings, do you think they're going to affect the rest of the league, Fox, whatnot, in ratings? As in, you know, if I lived in Oklahoma, I'm paying $100 to watch an out-of-market game,
Donald,
for Red Sox.
No one watches neutral site baseball. Those numbers have plummeted. World Series still does okay, but like the ESPN Sunday night, or
forget it.
It's just non-factor.
No, forget it. The only team people that are watching are the people whose teams are playing.
Become a regional sport.
Yeah, and even then, like half the time, if it's a suck game and it goes past 11:30, see you later. I'll watch it, get the highlights in the morning. The game's got, like, you know, baseball has the coronavirus, for crying out loud. If you ask me, it's like borderline fatal. They have so much crap going on that is going wrong on multiple levels, and nobody seems intent on fixing it.
Coming up next, the team that is going to go big. I think just it's a virtual guarantee that they go big on Tom Brady, and there's even been some reporting to this effect. We'll give you that right after these words.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Nitrane overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at granitecityelectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
Felger and Mavs.
I love it.
You were right, Mavs.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
First, I want you to handicap Brady's next landing spot.
Exactly.
It's one of two places. It's San Diego or LA. It's San Diego or Vegas.
You don't think
the Patriots are out?
You think the Patriots are out?
No, I'm saying if he doesn't go to the Patriots, word on the street is he bought a home in Vegas.
Okay. Really?
So stand by.
Now we're talking.
Okay. Stand by.
Word is he bought property in Vegas. That's what my friends in real estate. I live in Vegas. He was there for the fight. Word is he bought property, or he inquired about buying property. But that's what I heard. It's not validated or documented, but he made some inquiries about some property.
You may remember that conversation we had with Brandon Lang, the handicapper in Miami for the Super Bowl. And you threw that piece of meat on the table.
Okay. Really?
Stand by.
Now we're talking.
Okay, stand by.
My favorite sound.
The best part of it is it's not validated or confirmed. It's perfect.
Well, no.
And your reaction was still
okay. Really?
Stand by.
Now we're talking.
Okay, stand by.
Vegas is a team that's going after Brady harder than anybody else. I don't know why it didn't occur to me sooner. John Gruden is feeding the ESPN people this. And it occurred to me today when my idol, Mike Greenberg, just had a little line in passing before and after he talked to Aflac or sometime around that time this morning on his Get Up show, where he just made a side reference about, I keep hearing Gruden's going after him hard and Gruden's going to be involved. Don't overlook Gruden in this process. And then it occurred to me, Gruden worked at ESPN for 10 years or however long that was. It was a Monday Night Football forever. And did all those shows and knows all those guys. So is it any coincidence that on Super Bowl Sunday, Adam Schefter comes out and says the Raiders are going to pursue Tom Brady? They're all getting it straight from Gruden. He's feeding his ESPN buddies.
Makes sense.
And he's telling them, we're going after him hard. Again, never mind Larry Fitzgerald's dad saying, I hear 2 years and 60 is coming from the Raiders. Would it be just the Raiders to not be able to keep their mouth shut?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I'll tell you about it. If you're the Raiders, the more you think about it, even for them in the big picture, probably makes a lot of sense because maybe they don't believe in Carr. In fact, I have a hard time thinking they do. And I know he had a decent year, but you trade Carr, you'll be able to get something for him.
I mean, Carr's fine, but it's like, you're paying the coach $100 million.
Exactly.
You just moved to a new city where you've built a $1 billion stadium. Does it make any sense to have a second-rate quarterback?
No. And then the other thing is you can still draft a guy, and this plays into Brady's ego in that Jason LaCanfora report of Brady can still mentor the next guy so that you have the successor in waiting.
Yet we have another report to give you on this item. This is from a...
Are we really calling this a report?
A highly respected source. Her name is Angela Di Loreto.
Di Loreto.
Di Loreto.
Sorry. Go ahead. Angela Di Loreto, who is, she's going to Twitter.
Can't believe
what are you laughing at? She has 20,000 followers. She's better than Cilio.
This is out there.
This is better than Cilio.
So I did some background on her
interested. Yeah, who is Angela Di Loreto?
She knows a lot of people in Vegas, and she wrote a book with Eli Manning.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Where's this book? You speak of.
Google it, Murray.
Google it.
I think she's like a travel blogger in Vegas.
She's a travel blogger in Vegas.
It feels to me like she's connected to the movers and shakers.
You should see this piece of crap travel blog site. Go
on. Who are we? Who are we to cast aspersions?
You ever take a look at our website?
touche, man.
The highly respected Angela Di Loreto. On Twitter, lives out in Vegas, has a prominent travel blog out there, wrote a best-selling book with Eli Manning.
Bestseller, huh?
Yes. Where's this book? I can't find anything.
She tweeted last night. We're late on this.
Sorry.
Pissed. Psst. Psst. Dot,
no,
dot,
not
dot.
Pissed.
Yeah. Murray's pissed. We're doing this
Murray's
segment.
Pissed, yeah.
Go on.
I'm pissed.
Psst. She tweets. Hearing Brady is about to be a Vegas Raider, dot, dot, dot.
She probably hangs out with Brandon Lang, for crying out loud. I'm telling you, the in people in Vegas, the people with their ear to the ground, with their
their nose to the table, but go ahead.
Who are pounding the pavement, those people in Vegas, they think Brady's coming. Brady, I mean Vegas, all of Vegas thinks Brady's coming,
yes,
I'm telling
they do.
You.
Yes, they do.
So
yes.
It's worth mentioning here, if you go through her Twitter timeline, that she says, I also got hate when I said pro sports were coming to Vegas before they were announced as well. Then again, I said it was the Raiders. So it's sometimes good to have drinking buddies.
Good job, Angela. Atta girl. Don't listen to the blah community.
Yeah, Murray.
This book doesn't exist.
Where'd you get the book thing from?
She and I have a mutual friend.
No, but where's the book?
Oh, I didn't do that. I texted somebody who's a mutual friend of hers and
Dave
went
the liar.
Like, how do you have a mutual friend with this gal?
Just I know people.
Okay.
I'll tell you who it is off the air. Maz will know who it is.
Awesome.
In Vegas. Kosher?
Or Tosi?
Oh. 617-779-0985. So whether you believe Angela Di Loreto or not, or Brandon Lang or not, I do think that Gruden is blabbing to all his ESPN people. We're going after Brady. We're going after Brady. And that's why all these ESPN people are running with Vegas.
Listen, Vegas is hot and horny for the Raiders. Like, clearly, every time you talk to someone from there, it's the Raiders are coming. Like, they're all geeked up about it. And this Brady thing, they've sunk their teeth into it, man. I'm telling you.
I'm hot and horny for Brady in a Vegas Raider uniform.
It would be quite a sight, wouldn't it? Ugh. Brady with showgirls.
I would
imagine
just go,
that.
No pants. Just the black and gold. Or it's the silver and gold. Sorry, just the silver... Oh, God, Felger. Just the silver and black and no pants. I'll get it right. Johnny in the car, go ahead. Your thoughts. Johnny. Okay, babe. Call us back. You know the number. We've got Henry in the car on the Red Sox. Hi, Henry.
Hey, I was wondering, why are all us Red Sox fans, I'm not even a baseball fan, and I'm aggravated with these owners. How are they going to try to raise the ticket prices and not give us a good product? Like, how are you going to take one of your best pitchers to arbitration over $600, I mean $600,000, but you still have Dustin Pedroia, who hasn't played in 3-plus years, making all that money, and you're talking about saving money? What is all this? I'm not buying it. We're not buying this.
Okay. Well, apparently not, because ticket sales are down 15% and season tickets are down another 10%. And Sam Kennedy's using their opening spring training press conference to tell you about their family packages to Red Sox games this year. So I think you're not the only one who's not buying Red Sox tickets.
Four tickets, hot dogs, popcorn, and soda for $99.
And when they say
deal.
Popcorn, they mean a singular popcorn.
And they give you four straws with the drink.
One kernel and one drink.
It's like doing a scorpion bowl.
Wayne in Grafton on Brady. Yes, Wayne.
Now, first of all, Jimmy Stewart, you must be devastated that the Brock star has gone to Milwaukee, Felger's hometown. Well, we're not going to miss him. And Felger, I'm with you, Mike. I would love to see Brady in Miami playing against Bill twice a twice a year. I don't think it's going to happen. I think Brady's going to stay here. I mean, and Mike, I did do my homework, or, CBT.
Easy.
I'm not going to say anything.
Easy.
I'm having a difficult time walking today. That's all I'll
okay,
say.
Okay, very out. Good. Peace out, Wayne. Kept it on just this side of the. Yeah, CBT does have a dual meaning, which Red Sox fans can certainly appreciate, because that's what's happening to you right now.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting CBT'd.
You think it's bad now? Wait till the baseball reporter starts.
Jack and Eastie. Go ahead, Jack, on the Sox.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. So I want to talk about minor leaguers first, but now I want to talk about the Mookie trade. I think I'm the only Red Sox fan that is content with this trade, because we had to get rid of Mookie because we couldn't afford to pay him. We saw how the paying out Harper and Machado went. They got lazy, and this year passed, Mookie wasn't the MVP. He wasn't even running out of ground balls.
Well,
and this year coming up, go on, what do you have?
Well, so listen, Jack, Mookie Betts is a great player, and he's going to get paid.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say they couldn't pay him, because they could. I mean, they can pay anybody, but they weren't going to pay him.
No, but this is my takeaway from yesterday, is that there are a lot of people, not the majority, but there are a lot of people who think the Red Sox did the right thing. That signing Mookie Betts to 10 years and 420 or 12 years and $400 million is stupid. That those are not good contracts. They almost never work. So they're smart to not pay him that money and try and get something back from him. That's actually the right play. A lot of good baseball people feel that way. You feel that way, Maz.
I do.
Yet
I have felt that way for a long time.
Yet their performance yesterday in front of those microphones was so atrocious that even the people that think it's the right move couldn't stand the bullcrap that was being shoveled to them yesterday and ended up mocking the owners, even though they agree with them.
Correct.
That is a neat trick for them to pull off.
Yeah, again, it just speaks to really their inability to communicate directly with the fan base. And this has been true since the very, very beginning. So it was better when Francona was here and even Theo, but Francona, because he was the face of the team and he generally communicated well, and the fans liked him. What are you chuckling about?
Well, these two are smirking over here.
I found the stupid book. That this
was a scratch and sniff.
Angela DiLoreto apparently did.
I'd rather talk about the book.
Soul Models, transformative stories of courage and compassion that will change your life. And sure enough, you go to table of contents, chapter 31, The Heart of a Giant, Eli Manning.
Love it.
Damn, Jimmy.
Love it.
Good job, Jimmy.
So she probably talked to Eli, who told her that Brady's going to Vegas.
Never mind Brandon Lang and all her sources, all of her drinking buddies in Vegas.
Right, and not to mention all the Bruins people there. This woman is a mover and a shaker.
Okay. Really? Stand by.
Now we're talking.
Okay, stand by. Speaking of drinking, Greenberg had another guest on this morning on Get Up. You'll hear that reaction after Murray's update.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
Sometimes they're hot on the topic.
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
Felger and Maz, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
You gave us an unbelievable tease in the break. You said that you spoke to Tom Brady last night. What can you tell us as we are 1 month to the day from free agency beginning in the NFL?
I did see Tom Brady last night. Tom Brady is as close to a human being as I worship on this world. From Boston, Tom is the... So it's always a treat and a joy to see him. And he's a prince and a kind guy and a really sweet, sweet man and just the greatest football player who's ever lived. And I don't know who could ever possibly deny that. Me and Matt texted him and said, what's the deal? You going or are you staying? And this is what we got back. An emoji. So I really have no information for you. I saw him. I was like, Tom, what's going on? Phil? And he's like, But look, you know, I hope he stays. I think he's fabulous. By the same token, he has given up a lot of money to play for that franchise over the years that he well deserves. The New England Patriots didn't sacrifice any money winning all those Super Bowls, selling all those tickets, selling all that merchandise.
So yeah, Ben Affleck today on the Greenberg Show on ESPN. Couple things. One is I watched it live, as I always do. I've always got Greenberg on in the morning. Master facilitator, idol of mine. So I'm watching it, and when I was watching it, I said, he kind of actually, Affleck, who's had his ups and downs, right? You know, a little bit of a drinking problem or, you know. So when I'm watching it, I'm like, oh, he's actually put together this morning. Because I remember the thing, was it with Bill Simmons? When Bill Simmons had that HBO show, he did a Bill Simmons thing with him and was just a complete mess.
Sounds right.
So maybe I was just judging it against that, because when I watched him, I said, oh, he's actually got it together. But then listening to the sound, ooh, he sounds yeah, banged up.
This is a prince of a man.
No, he he doesn't sound right on the video, no, on the audio.
No, he doesn't.
I texted Matt and he said, he does not sound good.
He's the closest thing I've seen to a sweet human being. This is a prince of a man.
It's 9 o'clock in the morning, so... Okay, who knows?
I know Brady's going to be partying with him in Vegas, in freaking L.A. if he goes out there. Like, holy crap.
Well, they flew out there together some years ago, right? He had the
nanny.
Yeah, the nanny who was porking at the time that had all the rings on her.
Excuse me?
Affleck, not
we
Brady.
We don't know that. We're just looking at the kid, watching after the kids. Yeah. Why do you make
did
that
you
illusion?
See the nanny? Come on.
Wait, so what if the nanny's good looking? That happens sometimes.
I haven't followed that whole Jennifer Garner Affleck thing. Are they Splitsvilles?
Okay, okay. So anyway, now let's not get distracted on this. So the story is not a banged up Ben Affleck or Jennifer Garner or the nanny. The story is that Affleck talks to him and he gives him the old palms up emoji. I don't know. But then immediately Affleck starts ripping the team. You know, so I wonder how that plays with the crafts, you know, that it's like, you know, Affleck's a Brady guy. And so obviously that sort of those comments are just coming straight from Brady or the old man or, you know, how Brady talks about the team. After all the money I've given back to them, I'm still getting yanked around like this.
Oh, totally.
By this team. And, you know, like then that's articulated. And like, so that's sort of the reputation of the Patriots, fair or not. That must aggravate the crap out of them.
Well, how can it not? But again, to a certain degree, it is true. So like, and again, there's a difference between being quote unquote cheap, as like how people have even accused the Red Sox of being cheap lately, right? And it's not a question of cheap. It's about how they spend their money. Like, that's one thing, but it is a bad look when the greatest player in the history of the league has to play for incentives. Like, that's a bad look. That one, I think, really did some damage there. And not just to the Patriots brand, but to their relationship with Brady. Like, so, of course, it's going to... What do you think? Like, it is odd, isn't it, that
for
you know, someone or family that is as conscious about the PR part of it as they are, that when it comes to dealing with their star quarterback, they'll throw in incentives instead of giving them a little more money. Like, that just doesn't add up.
Okay, so we'll wrap it up here with your calls. This Bruins at the deadline. It feels like the NHL deadline's coming soon, meaning, like, the bodies are flying off the shelf now.
And nothing left by the time Monday rolls around.
Well, don't say that. I need the deadline show. I'm looking forward to that. But still, it's like, boy, Toffoli goes off the shelf last night. There was Dylan, the defenseman, moved to Washington today. Who else just made a move to?
The Canadiens sent Marco Scandella to the St. Louis Blues.
Okay, the Blues make a move. Everyone's making a move. Where are you? Where are you? Back to the phones. Here's Dan in the Jeep. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Mike. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the Oakland Vegas Raiders are on the schedule, and that would satisfy the requirement for, you know, as someone who wants to see Brady play on another team, obviously that would be great if you went to the Raiders. And just another quick point, the ball's in Kraft's court. You know, Tom Brady doesn't have to make a decision. Kraft does. And if Kraft is going to force Brady to make one, he's just going to sign elsewhere.
So, yeah, I mean, I think you're right. It's like, they shouldn't have to wait for the market. Like, this is becoming clear to me. They shouldn't have to, quote-unquote, wait for the market. Everyone knows what a fair number is for Brady. It's $30 million, give or take. That's what Breeze is going to make. The best guys make over 30. So no one's saying Brady should be the highest paid, and he's not going to compare. His comps are not Russell Wilson or even Dak Prescott, who's young, coming into his first contract year and could be franchised at 30-plus. Like, so if he's asking for 35 or 40, that's unreasonable. But for him to ask right around what Drew Brees is getting makes perfect sense.
Of course, yeah. Do you agree that Kraft has to make a decision, Brady doesn't? That's what the caller said. Brady doesn't have to make a decision, Kraft does.
I think it's more along those lines than in Brady's court. I think it's more in Kraft's court.
I'll tell you what, from that standpoint,
if the Patriots give him a market offer, he's here. He's not going. If the Patriots give him a market contract, meaning close to what Drew Brees gets, close to what he would get with the Raiders, close to what he would get on the market, not matching it, not surpassing it, but something that is in range, and we can debate what that means, 10%, 15%, 20%, but something that's within range.
Yeah.
He's here.
No, it's a fair point.
Right?
Yeah, but I don't look at it as Brady doesn't have a decision to make. Because, again,
if they offer him 1 year, 15 plus incentives, that's not much of a decision.
Okay, what if they offer him, you know, 1 year, 25 with a vesting option of some sort? I'm just throwing crap against the wall, okay? But, like, Brady's going to, like, all these people keep saying Brady doesn't want to leave. You know, he doesn't want to change systems. He doesn't want to do this. Well, then he has a decision to make. Like, I refuse to take some of the onus off of Brady here. Brady's the one who asked for free agency.
Yeah.
He has a decision to make.
I'm just saying if the Patriots are close, he's staying.
So that's probably right.
I mean,
yeah,
you would agree with that.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Robert in New York on the Bruins. Hi, Robert.
Hi. Love you guys. Gotta say, listen to you all the time. I gotta give you the Kreider thing from a New Yorker standpoint.
Go ahead.
We are essing a brick. This guy's a 6'3", 225 beast that will rip a shot in the net. He'll deflect pucks. And then if you tick him off, he'll run you into the boards. He's on a fast line, and it's unbelievable. We're scared because this team's young. You know, you see how they play the Bruins. They're tough, the second young line for a line that's young. They played the Bruins really tough all the way through, and they're the youngest team in the league. We're worried we're going to lose Kreider to you guys. And can I say something about the Yankees and the Red Sox I've been dying to say for about 5 years?
Quick.
Okay, the Yankees have the Astros and the Red Sox on their bullseye list, and they are going to run them into the ground. That's the consensus in New York.
What do you think Carlos Beltran was doing with you guys last year?
Oh, what do you mean?
What do you mean? The mastermind of the whole thing was with you last year. So you're saying that the Yankees are targeting the Red Sox and Astros for cheating against them last year. I saw Aaron Judge had comments as well about how the Astros cheated their way to the title, da-da-da. What was Carlos Beltran doing with you guys last year? Seems like Alex Cora had a pretty good idea over in London what the hell was going on.
If the Red Sox were cheating against the Yankees, they sucked at it because they get their freaking brains beat in when they played the Yankees.
If I were the Yankees, I wouldn't be chirping too loudly with Carlos Beltran on your staff last year. Jack in Westbrook. Oh, but first on the Rangers, I'd be surprised if the Rangers let him go too. It's like the Rangers can't pay Chris Kreider the money.
But you can do both, can't you? Again, maybe
trade him and sign him back in free agency.
Then you get the best of both out of it, don't you?
You actually could, yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't rule that out.
It's a fair point.
That'd be a good move by a lot of teams if they did it more often.
Jack in Westbrookfield on the Patriots. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, hey, first-time call, long-time listener. On the Patriots thing with Brady, I think that's already said and done. I think when the Kraft situation occurred down in Florida, I think Gazelle wanted completely away from it, and I think that's with the way that they're going to go.
Would you stop?
As well as on the Bruins, I don't think they need – I'd love to see Kreider, but they need that. I think they need a tough guy, somebody that they can put in there to protect Krejci and protect these guys.
Okay, that should be easy. You just bring up a guy for the bottom of your roster, throw his weight around. Like, I'm not worried about that. The first thing, you think Giselle held Oakards of Asia against the Patriots?
No.
Would you stop?
Did you say Gazelle?
Yeah, it was Gazelle as well. Yeah. Sean and Quincy with the Red Sox thought. Hi, Sean.
Hey, so just on the best thing, I can kind of compare it to Garoppolo and the Patriots. I'm not upset that they traded him. I wouldn't have given him $400 million, but you got to get a good return. And like giving Garoppolo for just a second, you have to get at least one premium prospect, and they didn't do it. It was just a mismanagement of the asset. And, notifying everyone they wanted to get under the CBT, that lost all their leverage.
So let me ask you, is Jeter Downs not a premium prospect?
I mean, he's a good prospect. I don't know if he's, top 10 in baseball prospect. To me, you trade a guy like Mookie, you got to get studs. Okay, but what everybody keeps leaving out, he had 1 year left. The market, the history on these guys is apparent. There's very little market for them when they get into that final year. This is why they effed up a year ago. The best comment we've had on Mookie was the guy who called in and said, wait a minute, they were borderline at the deadline. They weren't going to add. Why didn't they move Mookie then? And he's right, especially because they knew before the season that he came back with $420 million. That's when they exchanged those offers. That was before 2019. Then your team sucks, so you're spinning your wheels. You get to the All-Star break, you're not going to add. You have a lame duck GM, and you decide to keep him?
Because they won a few games in July. That's what Andrew Friedman said out in Los Angeles, that the talk stopped in July because they won a few games.
And then after the deadline went by, if you remember, they went right into the ground. Nosedive. That was the biggest mistake. They should have moved him then or before last season, but that's harder to do because they were coming off the World Series. Oh, they totally mismanaged the asset, but the value wasn't as high at this point in time as everyone thinks it was.
Thus concludes the call-in portion of the Felger Maz program presented by DraftKings. Coming up next, the final word.
Yeah, hey, first-time call, long-time listener. On the Patriots thing with Brady, I think that's already said and done. I think when the Kraft situation occurred down in Florida, I think Gazelle wanted... Felger Maz.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Naz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Naz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Naz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody, Murray.
Nobody.
Nobody.
You guys making out in the bathroom? What the hell?
No, no.
Nobody. Just enjoying Maz's new partition in there. Really All right. makes a difference.
Yeah, you want to give that a plug, Maz, for people that want to see the Tool Bags podcast?
Yep, the new edition of the Tool Bags podcast is up. You can find the video version on Twitter. It's really the one you should watch on my Twitter account. Dan O'Brien and I, who are relatively handy people, we put up a new partition in the men's room.
Yeah.
Had some visitors in there while the project was going.
It's about time.
You can check it out. It's online.
No more meat gazing here at Beasley Media in Dorchester. All right. One piece of sound to play here in the final word today. That is Maz wanting Tom Brady to give the Patriots the finger.
Like, I was thinking about this today and not to go down this road.
No. Is this your developing opinion?
Okay. So if you are Brady and you are frustrated by the people you work for, if you are any other employee in the world who's working for a company where you're frustrated and you feel underappreciated, there's only one reason you stay. One, you didn't have any other options. You have a family. You need the money. You got to support your kids. All of those things, right?
Or the Helsinki syndrome.
Okay, that. Right. Exactly. The Helsinki syndrome.
Stockholm.
Okay. Anybody who has that is frustrated with their employer, that has the ability to walk and Ken gives him the finger and walks out the door. What's he doing? If he's pissed off, give him the finger and walk out the door. Like, part of me says, we're going to play this stupid game and you're going to come back? For what? If you're really pissed off, leave. Walk. Like, part of me thinks I'm going to lose respect for him if he comes back. You're gonna bitch and moan behind the scenes all this time, all these years.
Right.
This is going to go on all the time. Just like, you know, Joe Schmo in the average workplace who would love to leave. That guy would love to leave, but he can't. But he can't. You can. And you're going to go back with your tail between your legs? Give him the finger and walk out the door. 90% of the American workers will look at you and go, God bless you. I would love to do that. I would love to give the finger to my employer and walk out the door because I don't need them anymore. So if you're Brady and you don't need the Patriots anymore, why are you even thinking about staying? You follow me?
Of course.
Just leave. I wouldn't be pissed at him for leaving. Give him the finger and go.
Very big on the finger part of that.
Well, it's symbolic.
Yeah, no,
it's
I get
symbolic
it.
Thing.
They had to blur you out on TV.
Why did I actually give the finger?
Yeah, you gave the finger.
Oh. Did I? No.
No, yeah, that's what Vinny told me.
No, I don't think I did. Well, maybe I did.
You might have.
I've asked for the video, and they won't give it to me.
Oh, why not? We'll put it on Twitter.
They want to bring light to it.
Yeah, all probably right. not.
Okay.
Why, did I actually do that on the air?
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.